It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in the Main Street Arena talking to filmmakers, and I'm sitting across from Robert Griffith. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Your film, documentary Seasons with Brian and Julia, airs Sunday at 2:15 p.m. in Cobra Theater. You are a Virginia-based filmmaker, and you made this film about these two farmers in Matthews, Virginia. Tell us about Brian and Julia Anderson.
Let me see. The documentary is a feature length. It's an hour and 26 minutes. They're a big story. So I'll try to do a condensed version here. They live in rural Matthews County.
Which is where?
Which is on the Chesapeake Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Very small community, less than 9,000 people. And my wife and I also live there now. We've been living there for about 3 years. In 2010, I started looking for a new project to do. I wanted to get an independent film up and running.
You're a full-time documentary filmmaker.
Yes,
35, 36 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been at it all my working life.
Right.
So at that time, my wife had a shop in the town of Matthews, and it was a specialty shop, all Virginia products, grass-fed beef and free-range chickens, all these types of good, healthy things.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned the Andersons that are in my documentary, because they provided her with chicken and vegetables for her shop. She thought that I might find them interesting, and that I did. I really did. I introduced myself. We talked back and forth for a couple of weeks. I told them I would like to document a full year of their life as farmers. And they agreed. They signed releases, and we started the process. We did all four seasons, and it was a very intimate portrait of what they do and how they live.
And how long had they been farmers?
They both have been involved in farming pretty much all of their life. Brian especially. He is a former cattle. He dealt with dairy cattle, and he worked in upper state New York on farms. That's where his family had a farm. He also was out west for a good while. He's managed farms. The farm that we focused on for the documentary, they've had for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they work about 40 acres of land. Not all of that belongs to them. A lot of it is just land that people make available to them. And so they have a pretty good operation going, but it's very grassroots, no pun intended. I mean, it really, really is. They have very modest means financially. So every year is a challenge to stay in farming. And they're very open about that in the film. There's also an intern that comes along in the documentary. And she had just graduated from college, and she really wanted to learn about farming. And her primary interest was urban farming. So she thought a good way to go about it would be to hook up with some folks that really knew what they were doing. So Brian and Julia took her in as an intern.
So that was separate from your film. That was just happenstance.
No. This is... Yes, exactly.
Right.
About 3 weeks into filming,
mm-hmm.
because I made myself available 7 days a week. That's the only way I could really do what I wanted to do. So it grounded me in the county. Pretty much it took up my year. I wasn't filming every day, but I was making myself available for schedules, for things that were unscheduled that make a documentary interesting.
Right.
And Sarah was one of those things. She comes along, and I approached her and said, if you would sign a release, I'd love to be able to film you. It would have been a shame had she not been a part of the film.
Probably difficult to film around her, too.
Yeah, but it all worked out, and she was a great addition to the documentary, I think.
And she was an intern from where?
She graduated from Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond.
Right.
And she had just graduated, and she was working in Richmond, but she wanted to learn farming. And she had some friends that had done interns at various farms. I think she got all encouraged by their excitement about what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so she contacted the Andersons, and they took her in. So, I can't tell you any more than that because it's a kind of interesting moment in the film.
It's all in the film. So so the film is 86 minutes, an hour, 26 minutes.
Yeah.
You shot for over a year. So how much footage did you shoot?
Well, what I always like to say is what I ended up in the edit room with after I go through a select process. I think most filmmakers do.
Sure.
I just wash over all the material over and over again. I was right at 60 hours that I had decided to work with.
Wow.
So that, I think... That was enough, but a lot of the material, there was redundancy that happens, you know.
Sure,
but,
and as you go through that 60 hours, the film, the narrative starts to emerge.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So the Andersons, how did you approach them, and what did they think at first of the idea of having...
I think they came over to my studio, because I have a little studio on my property in Matthews, and they came over, and they just kind of sat there and kept looking at each other, and at some point, I guess what I was saying worked for them, and they just kind of smiled and kind of looked at me, and Julia, I remember Julia said to Brian, she said, well, what do you think, Brian? And he went, sounds good to me. It was really pretty much that simple.
The typical laconic farmer.
I had releases sitting there, you know, mm-hmm. the ones that say, you know, for the rest of their lives and beyond, I can use this material. But they signed off, and actually they were very good subjects to follow. Once we got, as you need to do, get comfortable with each other, I would show up in the morning, I would show up in the middle of the day, I would show up in crisis situations. I was there for the roller coaster ride that I think all farmers go through that have the type of farming life that they have.
And as an independent documentary filmmaker, I imagine it's generally just you and a camera. You don't have anything resembling a crew.
This particular film, I did that role probably 95% of the time.
Right.
I had a small crew. I went to D.C. to do some urban filming because there were some green zones that had been taken over by, I think it's called Walker Jones farming in Washington, D.C., and some really pretty rough areas. And now they have this beautiful garden space. Yeah. They actually call it a farm.
Right.
So I knew about that, and I was interested in seeing what they did and what impact it had on the community. And Brian actually brings it up in the film. He talks about urban farmers. So that reinforced that I should break away and get that, which I did. I had a small crew for that. But other than that, I was like a fireman. I had like three cameras always packed, including a still camera.
Yeah.
And this is a small film, but it's got a lot of heart. I think it's very informative.
All right. I'm talking to Robert Griffith. His film, Susan's with Brian. Excuse me, Seasons with Brian and Julia. I got right ahead of myself. screens Sunday, 2:15 p.m. in Colbert Theater. After the film screens, there'll be a discussion with you.
And they will be there.
Oh, that was going to be my question. They're going to be there. Are they going to participate in the discussion, or are they just going to stand up and wave?
So far, this is the fourth time they've been at a screening, and I think, yes. Julia is a very, very good... orator about farming. Yeah.
Well, so tell me, I'm sure this will be one of the questions asked tonight, but what do they think of the film?
The last time I asked them that question, I think they really, really liked the film a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Someone comes to you, you're a farmer in a rural community, and says, you know, I'd like to make a film on what you do, and I guess you kind of go, yeah, sure. And then a year and a half later, there was a film, and that film was going to live for a long time. And I think it's exciting for them. And they seem to, like it a lot. I mean, they've asked for Brian especially. He's got a lot of kids, and he's asked for copies for everybody in his family. So he'll be getting that.
And how are they doing now, and how's their farm doing?
How is their farm right now?
Mm-hmm.
I think it continues to be... an up and down situation.
Sure.
The economy obviously doesn't help. They have had a really positive impact on their immediate community because they really provide good food, and everyone in that community that's a part of their CSA, that buys from them, takes shares, they really benefit. But still, the financial end of it is rough. When I was filming during the summer, we had a big hurricane and then another storm behind that.
Right.
So they thought they were going to lose everything. Their greenhouses, they were worried about those getting knocked down and crops being destroyed, which they did have some loss, but they survived it. But that's the constant threat that goes through all the seasons every year, and they can't get away from that.
And their produce, they sell locally?
Reach out a little bit beyond the county of Matthews. They go down into Tidewater, Hampton Roads area, I think some people call it, where people show up in a parking lot and they'll have like 15 or 20 baskets that are pre-ordered. That's pretty common with small farmers doing that type of thing.
Sure. We have the same thing here in the Charlottesville area. Yeah.
So they do that. And then they also, right there at their home, they have a stand set up.
Oh, nice.
So you can go by there.
So you can go by anytime
and you can also
Matthews, Virginia, and pick up their produce.
And they sell chickens and turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Ah, terrific. Yeah. So we were talking a little bit before we started recording. You've been a independent documentary filmmaker for 35, 36 years. You said you had a film in the very first Virginia Film Festival 26 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But this is only the third time you've been here.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the kind of work that you do. What you've done that's been the most interesting, or what you're working on now?
Oh, boy. That's the big one.
That's why I saved it for
my background in cinematography aligned me with a lot of other producers early on. I did literally hundreds of commercials when I first got started. I did the normal corporate world.
Yeah.
But all of that was just keeping me afloat the way I look at it now, until I got to the point where I could start to make independent films. The other work that I do besides things like the documentary on Brian and Julia is commission work, which pays the mortgage, because the independent films, usually you spend a long time getting the money and then paying off the debt on the backside that you haven't taken care of yet.
Right.
But, you know, that's the balance, is to get commission work. But I was a director of photography for a film called Lillian, which went to Sundance in the 90s and got a special jury award.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Williams' film.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was a director of photography on that.
Oh, very nice.
So I've done, and I also used to crew up early on in my career.
Uh-huh.
So I worked all over the country on feature films.
Well, you handed me your card here. We can find out more about your films at your website, www.griffithfilms, that's GRIFFITH.
Or
robertgriffithfilms.com.
Yes.
The film screening at the Virginia Film Festival this year is Seasons with Brian and Julia, Sunday, 2:15 p.m. in Colbert Theater. That's going to be preceded by a short, one of the action films from the high school director competition. This is the runner-up, called Awaken Eyes, which is directed by Lainey Wood. So that short film is going to be screening prior to your film at 2:15 at Sunday.
Okay.
Bob, thank you very much for coming by. And, you know, don't make it so long next time. I hope we see you back here.
I won't. I have been coming to the festival as just to look at other people's work for years, though. So,
uh-huh.
And I'll be back. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much.